Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakotans are dealing with flooded fields, washed away roads, and compromised infrastructure. More than 18 counties have already filed disaster declaration paperwork with the state. Today, we're getting to know just a few of your neighbors who are impacted. Jennifer Strait lives with her family between Murdo and White River near the convergence of the Little White and Big White River, and she joins us now on the phone. Jennifer, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Maury.
And you were sort of living on an island of sorts as the water surrounded you. Tell me a little bit about watching that water come in and how quickly it sort of found its way closer than maybe you had expected.
Yeah, it was pretty eye-opening. I had never experienced this down here. I had moved down here in 2011, and my husband and I were married in 12. So in all those years, I've never really even seen water come across our road. So in approximately, 20 to 25 minutes from the time my father-in-law came over and said, we need to move the cars closer to the house, I just paid attention, and it moves quick. It's amazing, the power of water.
Tell us a little bit about the operation there.
So my husband and I, we actually raise grass-finished beef, and then my father-in-law and his wife have been here for about 47 years, and they do they farm down here. So we're the cow-calf operation, and they're the farmers. So between us, we have a lot of time invested down here. Our families have been here for a long time, and we've had to move. My brother-in-law and husband had to move our cattle up off of the river bottoms where we usually calf out, and it wasn't once they had to move them, not twice, but three times they had to get them up to higher ground. So it's been a lot of work on everyone trying to make sure that everybody's safe.
And tell me a little bit about what happens next when that water recedes, in the sense that what's left behind? What are you seeing that sort of gives you indications of what? Go ahead. Yeah,
that's the hard part. We don't know what's out there quite yet. The debris is really what has caused a lot of the damage. And mainly for us, it's these ice cakes that come. So when the water breaks up, these giant chunks of ice that are, filled with sediment, and they land. And then if there's more water behind them to push them, then it really can take a toll on fences. And that's really where we're at now. We know there's fences down that are going to be, a huge amount of time to repair. There's farm ground down here that has been planted to winter wheat that is, you're unsure what the outcome of that will be. So right now it's basically a waiting game till we can really get out and check things out. But there's definite damage from the water. We just don't know how much until we can really get out there and take a look.
Are you and your family stranded at this point? What is your access to the outside world?
Well, we don't really have any. So my husband actually is stuck on the outside. Oh. He works outside of our ranch too for Jones County, and he wasn't able to get in before a jam boat broke upriver. And then once that water reached our place, our road is inaccessible. We don't have any idea of what's underneath or if it's gone because of how bad the water is still coming over it. So he's been stuck outside of us, and we've just been riding it out here as best we can. I was a little nervous the first couple of days, I won't lie. It was kind of scary, but I got over that and just tried to put a good attitude on. My father-in-law was very reassuring. He's been down here for almost 50 years, and he said this is only the fourth time it's happened to get quite this high. So I was very thankful to have my in-laws across the road from me.
And tell us a little bit about, if that road is, what kind of, what are you monitoring? Are you like online looking at flood and stream gauges? Or how are you sort of gauging, what is going to be ahead for you? How do you track it?
So yeah, we're really big advocates of checking out the website, the U.S. Geological Survey, and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, provides the website with the gauges clear from where the river originates, both the Little White and the Big White. So we're really paying attention to what's happening on there. And thankfully, overnight, we've seen a substantial drop. It's not back in the banks where we are, but it has gone down enough that we can kind of see the end in sight now. So we take huge advantage of the provisions that NOAA and USGS provides.
Are you having to take on additional work and chores with your husband sort of separated on the other side? And how are you managing that with your baby in tow?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. August really isn't into chores right now. So I'm really relying on my father-in-law. He is a trooper, and he just dives in wherever he needs to go to help. He doesn't mind. And, you know, it's been tricky because along with, you know, making sure there's feed, we actually have had power this whole time, which has been fortunate because we have to pump our water to our cattle. So if we didn't have electricity this whole time, we really would have been in a hard place. But I really relied on Chuck. He's kind of a rock. So he's a good guy to have around when your husband's not here.
There's a lot happening, and it can be, stressful and worrisome. And we look at history, yeah. But with the economy in general and commodity prices and international trade, there's a ton of pressure. What are you hearing from your neighbors as far as how they're kind of handling at this particular time? Is it this is just what we do? Let's motor on, or is there a sense of worry?
I would say, you know, there's a little both. I would say as South Dakotans, we're a pretty hardy group of people. We've seen this before, and we do know the river will go down and it will get better. But honestly, you know, there's always that time frame, like, you know, the last week and maybe even the weeks forward, where the workload is going to get so heavy for people that you're going to be, that's where the pressure comes in, is getting everything done in the amount of time that nature provides. And I feel like that's going to be the folks upriver and downriver from us that are working towards trying to get things in for spring, you know, cows calved out. That's going to be the hard part, is really the work behind all this that is going to be taking its toll on the folks up and down the river.
As you stand in this place, and you're relatively new here yourself, but do you look around at the structures and things and see the history and how things were planned to sort of deal with the location, even though there are always surprises that Mother Nature has in store?
Right. Yeah. Chuck, when he built the place down here, he had the foresight to build up all of the houses and buildings up off the floodplain. So we are very fortunate that, you know, our engineer across the road figured that out. And then his neighbor was a dirt mover. He's now deceased, but he worked in this area helping other folks, you know, build up their houses. And so there's people that have been around to make sure there is some precautions in place. You know, we do have the choice that we do live here, but on the same token, we've protected ourselves, and Chuck has with his family, to take care of us now.
We'll hopefully check in with you in the future as this plays out. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.